today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever started something that you were very excited about? Have you ever joined a team and put all you had into it? Have you ever shared with a group that you would wholeheartedly participate at all costs? The law of the picture says this: people do what people see. Who have you observed that finished like they started? We are usually very excited when we first start out on a new venture or journey. As time goes on and different situations are presented, some people's level of excitement decreases. Then there are others who start out on a new venture or journey, and their level of excitement, commitment, and attention increases regardless of what they encounter. In Acts chapter 9, verses 20 and 22, it is written, "Immediately he preached the Christ in all the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, 'Is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests?' But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. This is Saul, who would later be called Paul after meeting Jesus on the Damascus Road. His initial meeting with Jesus changed his entire life. He was so inspired and touched by Christ that he went on to write most of the New Testament. Paul started well and finished well. He didn't allow being in labors more abundant, stripes above measure, imprisonments more frequent, death often, 5 times receiving stripes minus 1, 3 times beaten with rods, stoned 3 times, shipwrecked a day and night, journeys more often, perils, wilderness, nor false teachers to decrease his level of commitment and excitement. Paul's buy-in to Jesus and the mission of being a witness of the gospel only increased with adversity. Paul was determined to finish like he started. What about you? Are you still as excited and committed to Christ as you were when you started the Christian journey? Are you witnessing like you did when you first started? Do you attend church like you used to? Do you spend time with him like you did when you first started?" These questions are asked not to be critical, but to cause you and I to examine ourselves. I believe you are on track, and I believe you will continue to encourage others to do the same. Remember, you are God's leaders, and leaders know that people do what people see. Be a great example today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.